Let's see what the White House has in store for the holidays this year. CBS News senior White House correspondent Bill Plant is inside with a very special tour guide, First Lady Laura Bush. Good morning.
Harry, good morning to you. Good morning to all. And First Lady Laura Bush, welcome as always.
Thank you.
Christmas decorations at the White House?
That's right. It's the most favorite time of the year. And we just last night, all the decorators who come from around the country to decorate left. And we're set up today to show it off.
I have to tell you, I'm used to seeing something much more elaborate
in
this East Room.
That's right. This is a simpler year. It really is. You have the theme, All Things Bright and Beautiful. And what I really wanted to use were fresh, all fresh things. So we have real roses on the tree. Aren't they beautiful?
Real flowers on the tree.
Some preserve that are up high, so we don't have to change those as often.
In water.
In water. That's right, in little vials of water. And then we're using a lot of fruit. We have the beautiful collar of pears on the centerpieces for the East Room. This is the table that will be set up during receptions here in the East Room. There'll be one here and then one in the dining room.
Wait a minute, where's the food?
The food will be here. You're going to get it this afternoon or this morning. In fact, that will be our new chef. This will be her debut to the press. Chris Comerford, our new White House chef,
first woman chef,
and she will, about 10:30, will be serving all of the press, the big buffet that we'll be having at our parties.
Well, now you've got the White House Christmas card, of course, right here.
The White House Christmas card is in the mail, and it's done by Jamie Wyeth this year, the very renowned American artist, Jamie Wyeth, son of Andrew Wyeth, grandson of N.C. Wyeth. And it's the beautiful south portico of the White House. And we have Barney and Beasley and Kitty down there in the snow. Of course, we had to put them in the card. And then if you come to visit the White House during the Christmas, you get the Christmas brochure, all the guests that come, including all the tours. And we expect about 45,000 people on White House tours over the Christmas holidays. And every year we've asked a children's book illustrator to illustrate the decorations of the White House, and this year the illustrator is Donna Green, and I think she did a really beautiful job of showing how pretty the White House is when it's decorated for Christmas.
It's always pretty, but it's very different this year.
It's very different. It's much simpler, and everything is fresh and real. I think it's really, really pretty, and especially I think this sort of decoration shows how elegant the White House is.
Let me ask you this. Your husband today is giving a major speech about Iraq to prove that he has a plan because he's been so criticized by many people because the war keeps dragging on. And, of course, that means that there are troops away for Christmas.
Yeah.
Does it bother you when he's criticized the way he has been?
Well, sure. Absolutely. You know, no one likes to see anyone they love criticized. But on the other hand, when you look at what really has happened, it's only been 3 years. Iraq has come a very, very long way. They've ratified a constitution. This month they will elect their leaders for the next 4 years. More and more Iraqi troops have been trained. As more Iraqi troops are trained, more of our troops will be able to stand down. It's really a quite amazing transformation in the heart of the Middle East. At all of the other things that happened as well, Lebanon, with Syria leaving Lebanon, Libya. You know, it really is amazing. And I know we're impatient, and I know it's difficult. It's very, very difficult to watch those images from Iraq, to see and to be so fearful for our American troops that are there all the time, which I know all Americans are, not just the families of the deployed, but all Americans have a very difficult time watching our troops over there and worrying about our troops over there. But
at the
same time,
at the holiday season.
Sure, at the holiday season, it's always the hardest when you think about the families who have an empty place at the table, either because they lost their loved one in Iraq or Afghanistan, or because their loved one is deployed. It's the most difficult time, a holiday season, and so it's especially a time for Americans to reach out to our military families around the world.
One quick question on another topic. Are you disappointed your husband didn't pick a woman for the Supreme Court?
Well, he did pick one.
Well, yeah.
But no, I mean, I think Sam Alito will be terrific. I'm very, very excited about him, and he's highly qualified.
We're so happy you could be with us.
Thank you very much, Bill.
First Lady Laura Bush, Harry.
All right, Bill, Mrs. Bush, thank you so much. I love the tour. Love to see you inside the White House this time of year. You can check out even more decorations by heading to the website at the White House. That's whitehouse.gov.
All right.